Hello and welcome to the 114th J&H Software Podcast. I'm today going to talk about royalty-free music and pictures. Did you know that most music and pictures on the internet is not royalty-free? So what this means is that you cannot reuse this material without the author's permission. Example: a student recently added a commercial music track to a home video before uploading the video to YouTube. YouTube, with their extensive computing power, recognized the music, would not accept the upload, and gave the user a serious warning. Example 2. A friend built their own website and grabbed copies of some appropriate photos from the internet to be included on the new website. A short while later, Getty Images, the owner of these pictures, contacted the website owner with a letter of demand for royalties owing. Hence, you need to be aware that not only can the reuse of music and pictures be illegal, but also there are a number of mechanisms that operate on the internet to check up and make sure everyone is doing the right thing. If you want to be really safe, you should take the picture or make the music yourself, but that isn't always possible. So when you have sourced or purchased material from a third party, you need to be very sure that you own the rights to use the material as you intend. It is possible to legally source royalty-free music and pictures from the internet. You just need to look a bit harder than the normal sites. Be careful. This has been Jonathan Harris of J&H Software. Thank you for listening.